Well, we finished up the mini camp today, and I thought it was a very crisp practice. I thought guys were into it. You know, sometimes at the end of something, they can kind of get a little bit lackadaisical, but we did a nice job today in practice. Honestly, I'll probably miss these guys for 5 weeks. So it's been a good 5 months, and we're excited to get back and get going back down to Mankato.
I know you have a lot left to figure out in training camp, but do you think you got a little, you know, some clarity this week, or maybe a few answers to some of the questions you have for this team?
Yeah, we still got some questions that we're trying to answer and things that we're trying to figure out, but I have a much better feeling for the players as far as how to coach a lot of them, how to what they're all about, how they learn, how they respond to certain situations. Today we had some great situations out there in the two-minute drill. I think we as coaches are learning a lot about it.
Your message to them as you sort of, you know, gathered for the last time for a while?
Well, I gave the message mostly this morning in the meeting, what we wanted to, what about these next 5 weeks and how important it is, and how about being together as a team, and everybody's counting on one another to come back and do what they're supposed to do in the off season here. And I told them about my expectations. And then, you know, it was actually great to have, I think we had 13 former Vikings here, and it was, as I said before, it's important to me that we as coaches and players honor these guys that have come before us. And I think the players really liked it, and I think the alumni liked it a lot too. It was fun, and I told them they're welcome here anytime.
Did you tell the players you'll probably miss them?
No. I did not tell them that. I probably won't.
How do you feel like the Pac-12 guys did this week?
Very well. Very well. They all did a nice job. Obviously, they were a little behind on some things, but as far as catching up and getting the techniques down, they did a nice job. It's a good group.
Is it frustrating for you to have to say goodbye to them now for 5 weeks after just getting them in for three practices?
I don't know if frustrating's a word. You know, we all kind of know the way the structure works, and so, we'll have plenty of time in training camp. We'll have enough time. You know, I counted up. I said the other day it was 20 practices and 20 walkthroughs before the first game, but it's the first preseason game, so we'll be all right.
What have you learned about this team in the past 2 months?
I learned we got good guys on this team. I think that Rick Spielman and the scouts have done a good job of getting quality people in here. I've learned that they want to win. I learned that they work real hard. They get along with each other pretty well, you know, for a bunch of guys in from different backgrounds and different places. So I learned a lot about them, their personal lives. But, you know, to me it's about how hard they work, how hard they study. It's impressive to me. You come into a new situation, and it could be any kind of a, you know, you could have guys that aren't team guys, or guys that don't, you know, people use the term buy-in. I don't know what it means, but these guys have all, they've done, I told them today that I appreciated that of the way they handled myself and the coaches, of, you know, coming in here and doing what we've asked them to do, and the things that we believe is important to win in our program.
What are your early impressions of Brian Robinson?
I love him. He's a hardworking, energetic, smart, very, very good athlete. He's another kind of, you know, we've got so many guys that have the great character and a great heart, and He's one of those guys.
And since he's been able to get back on the field?
Yeah, well, he missed some time. You know, Josh has got great acceleration. He's got great speed. He's still got some technique work he's got to work on, but I thought he did a good job out there today. You know, he's still a young guy that's learning, trying to get him to understand the techniques that we're playing. But, you know, he missed, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that with his hamstring. So he was a little bit behind, but I think he progressed this week pretty well.
Seems pretty happy to be out of the slot.
Yeah, I don't know. We just, you know, we always look for guys that can play corner before we look for nickel guys. And, you know, you can't ever have enough corners anyway, so.
So what are you going to do, Mike, to recharge or whatever you need over the next 5 weeks?
I'm going back down to my ranch in Kentucky for a little while and probably stop in Dallas and then go see my parents down in Naples and, you know, get on the tractor, I guess.
You've had about 5 weeks to deal with Adrian in a one-on-one situation rather than just watching him on film. What are your impressions of him, you know, as a person and his attitude versus just the athlete?
Oh, he's great. I've you know, he's been everything that we've asked him to do, he's done. Everything, even more. One day he came to me during one of the OTAs and said, he said, you know, I've gone pretty hard. This was early. I've gone pretty hard the last couple of days. He said, I might need a, you know, a little time off today. And I said, okay, do me a favor. I said, go out on the field and stretch, and then, you know, we'll hold you out. So I went, I told the running back coach after stretch, you know, shut him down. And so he went back to Kirby Wilson. He said, you know, he's feeling pretty good. Can he keep going? I said, sure, let's go. So, you know, I think he likes competing. I think he likes being around the guys. And he is a good guy. He's, you know, I've had several conversations with him when I first got here. And I have the utmost respect for him. Anything else?
I think you were just asked this, but I just walked in. I mean, you obviously, as a defensive coach, had a pretty good idea of what Adrian was coming here. Has there been anything that's surprised you or kind of, you know, jumped out, I guess, that you maybe didn't know before you got here about him?
From watching him on tape, I didn't know some of the, you know he's fast and you know he's powerful and, you know, some of the cuts that I've seen him make are just, out here are just outstanding, and the way he catches the ball is very, very good. I didn't know what kind of receiver he was, and so I guess that would be the two biggest things. Some of the cuts he made are like, wow, you know, like some of the great backs that you've been around.
He said that he made a concerted effort this offseason to work on his pass catching. Have you seen that improve just since the beginning?
Yeah, I think I've seen him drop one ball, you know, the whole time. And that was probably yesterday, I think. You know, he catches the ball good. He's, you know, and obviously when he's got the ball in the hand, he's extremely dangerous. I think he caught one out here today on a flat route or a swing route or something. you know, it's good. It's good. I think, you know, obviously having a guy like Norv Turner, who he respects and wants to continue to get him the ball in different ways, I think it's, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he's happy.
What's your approach with just rookies in general and getting them out there in a starting role, whether it's, you know, Teddy or Barr all the way to Exum and those guys?
I've never had a problem playing young guys. You know, we've had guys that when I was in Dallas, we drafted high that started the first day they walked in. We've had, you know, several guys in Cincinnati. You know, Geno Atkins played a ton, and Carlos Dunlap played a ton his rookie year. So we expect them to play.
Along the lines of that, is it ever a risk, though,
if you start a quarterback too early in his career as a rookie when maybe he's not fully ready? Is that something that has to be taken into account as Teddy battles for the job?
I don't know that it's a risk. I think what it is, with that position, you have to weigh a lot of different factors. How the defense is, where you're at in the progression of things. Maybe more so at that position than if you're talking about a safety or just the handles the different things. But we as the Vikings are not afraid to do anything. So we're going to make sure that we're diligent in getting this team prepared the best we can. We're hoping that we can continue to compete for jobs and that we get the best guys out there that's ready to go. And the one thing we never want to do is we never want to hold back progress here. We want to keep progressing, whether it's playing younger guys or getting better out in the field, but we always want to make sure that we're not hindering progress.
So do you have a date when you want to name a starting quarterback by? I mean, is there any time when it's like, I don't know, you kind of get to the point where it hurts the team if you don't have someone sitting there as the number one guy?
I probably have a date in my mind, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
I asked Adrian if, even with learning new schemes and everything, was he having fun? He said yes. Is it important that even the veterans are having fun out here, even with the difficulties of learning new schemes?
I think a lot of times when you work hard, you have fun together. When guys are working hard, it's nice to have fun, but it's more important that we work smart, we work hard, we get better each and every day. I've never, we want to have fun, but fun isn't my number one priority. And if they're having fun and they're working hard, then that's a good thing.
Having some of these alumni here, was that like, I don't know if they spoke.
It was great. I think the players really liked it. I think the alumni liked it. I told them, it's important. I told them today in the meeting, the team, that it's important to me that that these guys that have come before us and given all these players opportunities that they have now, that it means a lot to me. And I guess because I've seen so many guys come through the rank. But, I grew up and I knew who Mick Tinglehoff was. And I walked down this hallway upstairs and I see his jersey when I walk by. And, Rich Gannon, who I've talked to numerous times. But it's just, I want our players to play here to feel like they're always going to be welcome. And the ones that have played here in the past, I want them to always feel like it's welcome, because I want this to be a family. I want it. The NFL is a family anyway, but I want this to be a special family that they're welcome anytime. They can come here. I told them they can come have lunch with us at any point. But I think the players really appreciate it. I think they liked hearing about it. I think they understand that 10 years from now, it might be one of those guys that are standing there. And it was nice of the players to applaud them all, when they came up. So,
in your first spring session as an NFL head coach, how do you think it worked out for you? And what's the number one thing you now got to do that you've gotten this, your feet wet so far for training camp?
Well, I feel very secure in everything that we've done to this point. I feel like, I'm not in awe of any aspect that's happened so far. I think the players have helped a lot in that way, in making it easier to step into a new situation. And I told them I appreciated that. the coaches have done an outstanding job. Going from where we are now, where I am at now personally, it's now about working, starting to study about game situations and things that, when to throw the red flag, when to call a timeout, all the different scenarios that happen. And so that will start to become my focus on areas that I need to get better at.
I think Norv put it yesterday, you know, with you making this transition to coach, that, you know, you kind of just rely on the people around you. Is that, would you say that's kind of the case?
Definitely. I've relied a lot on Norv. It's been great having him here. But, and not only Norv, I'm, you know, really all the coaches. Andre Patterson, I've been with for a long time. You know, Jeff Davidson, I have always had a lot of respect for him. You know, all George Stewart, him, we played golf together the other day. Not by choice, but we got paired up together. But, you know, it was good to get around him in a more social situation. And so, you know, you talk about a lot of different things when you, yeah, I think that's how you become close, is you get to know one another and you feel free to talk and communicate and voice your opinion. And so I feel good about the staff and being able to rely on people, yes.
Coach, you may have touched on this earlier, but as we head into a little bit of a break, what are your expectations for the team, both on and off the field here before camp?
Well, I told them that I want them to be professionals. I want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, we've got a bunch of guys counting on one another. I told them basically what I told you all the other day. We'll have a conditioning test, and the reason why is because I want to make sure that everybody's accountable to one another. I've stated to them when I first got here what I expect of them off the field and what kind of citizens we want here and how we want to represent our fans and how we want to represent the NFL. So, and we've done a good job of that in this offseason. I feel good about the direction of the people. But, you know, a lot of that goes to back to Rick Spielman and the type of guys that he's drafted and brought in here. They're good people. And so that helps a lot. We good? All right, you guys going to miss me, are you? Huh? I'll miss y'all. Well, not as much as before.